Today's recording is in loving memory and for the sake of the ascent of the soul of Zoltan Lax, a Holocaust survivor whose entire family was murdered and yet walked his whole life every day with God and connected with everyone he met like they were his own family, by Mariah Rosenthal. An absolutely beautiful idea from the second Munkacher Rebbe, the Darkei Tshuva Reb Tzvi Herr Shapira. In his Haggadah, this idea is both about Passover Haggadah and also this week's Parsha. After months and months of preparation, at the very end of the book of Exodus, this week's Parsha, when we finish the book of Exodus, after everything we've been leading up to, the fulfillment and the building of the Mishkan of the Tabernacle, and everything is ready to be erected, everything is ready and perfect, they bring it all to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Torah says, Vayevarech Isa Moshe, that Moses saw everything the Jewish people had done, all their work, and he then blessed them. And Rashi says, what was the blessing? The blessing is what's written in the last verse in chapter 90 of Psalms. Vihi noyam Hashem aleikeinu aleinu. May the pleasantness of God be upon us. And then Moses continued, Yiratzin, may it be the will of God, Shetishra Shechina b'maisi adeichem, that the divine presence should be in the work of your hands. So the Darkei Tshuva, the Munkacher Rebbe, asked, what's the need of this blessing that Moses needs to bless the Jewish people? That the Shechina, that the divine presence should be in the work of their hands? God had already promised in Exodus chapter 25 in Parshas Truma, when God first gave the commandment to build a tabernacle, that when we will build it, he will come. If you build it, he will come. That if we build it, then God will dwell in the Mishkan. V'shachanti b'seichem. Why do we need the blessing of Moses that the Shechina should be in the work of our hands? And what's even more interesting is that if you look in Rashi, in Tehillim, on the words that Moses says, V'inayim Hashem alakeinu aleinu, that may the pleasantness of God be upon us, Rashi very strangely says, what's this pleasantness of God? Shechinosei v'tanchumav, which means his presence and his consolations. Shechinosei v'tanchumav, his presence and his consolations. What does it mean he's consoling? What's he consoling us about? Tanchumim, to console. What do we need to be consoled about? What are we sad about that he needs to console us? What's going on over here? So the Munkacher Rebbe says something astounding. You see, of course we built a tabernacle, and the Jews were so excited that they finally were able to bring about this structure where the divine presence will be palpably felt. We will actually feel God in the work of our hands. But then we realize that that's not what life is always going to be like. You see, there are other times in life when we do Mishkan-like things, we do tabernacle-like things, we do holy things, we do feel God, but we realized that those peak experiences are just that. They're peak experience, they're not constant. And the Jewish people realize that for all generations, most of our lives are going to be spent doing things. Maisi adeichem, we're going to be doing things with our hands. They're not always going to be as holy as the tabernacle. Most of our lives, maisi adeichem, our hands are not apparently, openly, palpably, clearly building a dwelling place for God. Most of the time our hands are just doing homework, you know, typing on some keyboard or something, making tuna fish sandwiches for the kids. Very mundane things our hands are involved in. And we needed consolation. And the ultimate consolation is that Moses blessed the Jewish people for all generations. He wasn't blessing the Jews then in the desert. He was saying that just like now you felt that whatever you were doing was to build a dwelling place for God, Yiratzen, and may it be the will, that for all generations, Tishre, Shechina, B'masi Adeichem, that whatever you're doing, you should know and you should feel. You should have Shechinosei v'tanchum of his presence and his consolations to know that a Jew does not need to live a binary existence. We don't have to have a dialectic of existence. Anything you're ever doing, Wherever your feet happen to take you, the organic unity of seemingly incompatible moments, no matter whether you're right now a bud or a blossom or a flower or a fruit, no matter what stage of life, what existence you're in, what place, what hotel room you happen to be in, you don't have to live a binary dialectic of existence. You could live with the totality of knowing that your whole life is about making of the world a dwelling place for God, that every detail of your life is about making a mishkan, making the whole universe into the tabernacle for the divine. And the Rebbe says that that's the deeper meaning of what we say in the Haggadah. We say by the Passover Seder, we say that in the beginning our forefathers were idol worshippers. And now God brought us to his worship. So the Munkach Rebbe says, you know what that means? Idol worship doesn't just mean bowing down to idols. Idol worship could mean that I live a duality of existence, that I relegate certain parts of my life to being outside the domain of the divine. Idol worship means simply when a person doesn't live with God consciousness, God awareness, no matter what they're doing, when a person doesn't feel that we don't have to leave any of ourselves behind us, that our feet take us always to places where we could unify all of reality with God. That's idol worship. But Ashiv Kirvano Amakam Lavidasi, now God brought us close to him. Now we could live in such a way with instantiating the blessing that Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moses gave us, that Yehiratzon Shetisha Shechina B'Mayis Yedeichem, that no matter what we're touching with our hands, the Shechina could be there. It's just about our consciousness, our das, that we have to be aware of this truth. And that's the ultimate consolation, that all the details of our whole reality is about building, continuing with our hands to build a dwelling place for God. May we see this very soon with the coming of Mashiach, how every moment of our lives was another brick in the dwelling place of God.